And away we go. Scott Spears along with you on this Tuesday, March the 24th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program on what is an historic day in Ohio. I do not know if this has ever been done before because as of 11:59 p.m. last night, a stay-at-home order was issued for all non-essential businesses by Governor Mike DeWine because of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Now, this morning, we are here live, and we are going to be live for 2 hours this morning. Mayor Scott Schertzer will be along in hour number two this morning to update us on things going on in the city and some changes that were made as of yesterday, and maybe changes that will be made today, because this is an ever-changing story and we are going to be on top of it for the duration. Now, we're going to kick off the show this morning with somebody who's very busy right now, and I thank her so much for taking the time to talk with us, because as of yesterday, the statistics we have are there are four diagnosed cases of COVID-19 in Marion County. She is the Marion Public Health Commissioner, Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. It's an interesting day. As I drove in this morning to see the traffic, you know, not be there as normal, gives it a little different feeling.
Yeah, it's kind of getting real now, I think.
Yeah, it's a certainly a different world we live in. Did you see the stay-at-home order coming, or were you surprised at that at all?
Not surprised, just didn't know when it was going to actually come. We find out things at the same time as everybody else does on those governor's press conferences. So it's not like they had told us a few days early, this is when we're going to release it. So we had been waiting just like everybody else and kind of could feel that it was coming, but didn't exactly know what it was going to include or anything like that.
Why was it important, in your opinion, for this to happen?
Well, I think that a lot of people were taking things as recommendations. And so they weren't following them. And so creating it as an order and putting it all in writing, I think, gave it some more teeth, gave it some more seriousness to people who were kind of choosing whether to follow or not. The other thing that I think in there, they actually did change the mass gatherings from 50 down to 10. And so they codified that, that the president had said earlier, which helps with groups of people getting together. So I just think that it put a more serious stamp on it.
For those of us who were excluded from this order, people who are working in grocery stores, media, first responders, people of that nature, if we're still going to be out here, what is the best way to stay safe?
I think there's a couple of things. First, while you're out there, if you wash your hands as frequently as you can. Carry your own ink pen. Things as simple as that are going to make a big difference for you, so that you're not sharing, you know, stuff that you're touching. Make sure that you're keeping your doorknobs, your keyboards, your cell phones, all of that stuff wiped down with disinfectant as often as you can throughout the day. Those are the kinds of things that are going to keep you safe. And also try to keep distance in between you and other people. I know at the grocery store in particular, that's really, really hard to do, especially if a lot of people are in the store. And so Just try your hardest. You're not going to probably always be able to stand 6 feet apart from somebody, but try to get 3-4 feet apart. As much as you can do on those little things will help you.
Tracy, yesterday there seemed to be a little bit of ambiguity on the reporting. I don't if it was 3 new cases in Marion. It is a total of 4 cases as of this morning. Is that right?
It is, yeah. So the one came in kind of, I think it missed the cutoff to get reported in ODH's 2 o'clock numbers. But we did have 4. We had our original first one, and then we added 3 more yesterday.
Is any of this, and these are the people between the ages of 58 and 66, and they are all at home right now. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was any of this a surprise at this point?
It wasn't. There has been a lot of testing done, even more than we realized at the health department, because they don't have to tell us, the doctors don't have to tell us when they're testing. And so those test results are starting to come in. So we got, I believe they got negatives as well, which is good news, but we did get these few positives, and I would expect tests are going to keep coming in, that we're going to just see that number increase.
Do we know, because of these tests that have been going on, do we know if anybody has been admitted to the hospital because of symptoms of anything like this, or is that all protected by a HIPAA law at this point?
I think I don't know very much about that stuff. It's when it's HIPAA protected, it's protected from me unless I have a business right or a need to know. But I feel like they have kind of chosen to admit people early on. I know they did, but I think once they did rule out testing, they found it was other things. So it wasn't COVID related.
Do we have any idea at this point the amount of testing that has been done? I know we don't have an exact number because mm-hmm. that's not being done. Do we have any idea? Is it thousands? Is it hundreds?
I honestly couldn't even hazard a guess. But we're finding out more and more as we're like just by getting these test results that we had, or people calling us to say, I haven't heard anything from my test result. So there have been, I think, some doctors in town. We're directing everybody to the emergency room there, at least in the first week, to get testing there. We thought they were the only ones that had it, but it seems like a couple of doctors maybe have been able to get testing. The swabs and stuff, and other ones are trying to get it ordered, so they're going to start testing, so we just don't really have any idea.
I got a question last week, because weird Ohio weather in March. We had a day last week that was 71 degrees, and then the next day it snowed. I would think a lot of people may just get the normal flu, may just get colds mm-hmm. because of that weather. What is the difference in the feeling between a normal cold and a normal rundownness and this COVID-19?
One of the things is the fever. So people are getting a fever over 100.4, and you're hearing stories now from people who actually have it and what the symptoms they're going through, and their fevers are going up to even, 103, 104 degrees and staying. So it's not just for one day and then it goes away, it stays. So I think that's the biggest difference. But if you're coughing a lot, if you're having real tightness in your chest, or some people are saying that it makes them feel like their lungs hurt, that's probably COVID.
So it's more in the chest and in the cough. If you don't have a cough and you're not feeling things in your chest, it might just be a regular cold or flu.
Yeah, if it's mostly a sore throat or a runny nose and you don't have those other symptoms, it might be a cold or the flu. But what you should do if you're not sure is just call your doctor. They'll do a screening for you over the phone, so you don't even have to go in. And they'll ask you if you've had contact with people, if you've been out of the country or around the country, and then they'll go in more deeper on your symptoms to see what they think it might be.
Every day we are watching the numbers go up in the United States, in Ohio, in Marion even. We're seeing the numbers go up. When is the plateau expected here, when we're going to have a day when the numbers go down?
I think they're hoping for the end of April, beginning of May, we should start to see the peak plateau, and then after that, it will start to go down.
One of the big questions, I know you're getting asked this a lot, and I think we went over it last time, but I think it bears repeating. People now really are at home, and they're wondering how long they are going to have to stay at home, can't go eat in a restaurant, a lot of things people can't get a haircut. How long is that likely to be around?
Well, the governor's order right now is through April 6th, and I think that we're going to see in this time between now and April 6th, they're going to be able to do their modeling and see if we've done enough, if we're going to, if we're edging towards that plateau or if we're not, you know, on their best guesses from their modeling, if we've done enough. And I think if we've started to do enough and it's starting to curve, then I don't think it'll be too much longer after that, but I kind of think it will maybe be through the end of April, but I just have no idea. I don't have any of that information that they're using to do their modeling, but I feel like we're in the time period right now where it's crucial, and we're either going to be able to start to turn that curve or it's going to keep going up. So I feel like we're going to know that answer between now and April 6th.
I believe the Surgeon General of the United States went on the Today Show yesterday and said this would be a bad week. Why is it crucial right now? What's going on with this virus?
It's because it's so highly contagious and it's spreading so quickly, I think what they're saying is that we're going to get a lot more positive people right now, and it's a peak time for seeing cases. I mean, our cases in Ohio just keep growing exponentially, and so I feel like that was part of the why it's going to be a bad week. Also, it has been taking 3 to 6 weeks for a person who was had COVID-19 for it to become fatal. So I think we're going to start seeing more deaths reported because it has been long enough that people who are going to succumb to the illness are going to do that. So I think our numbers for deaths are going to start going up. And it's not because they just got diagnosed. It's because they're, you know, the disease progression. And so I think that's one of the reasons. And then, like I said, after this week, for the whole country and for Ohio, it will be that deciding point. Are we doing enough, or is it going to spread? Are we headed towards like an Italy scenario?
Tracy, there was an interesting thing that happened. The governor issued the stay-at-home order on Sunday to start last night at 11:59, and people were wondering, what is an essential business? I know today Whirlpool is open. I believe one of the Columbus News channels did a story on that last night. There are call centers that are open. What is going to happen? What is the essential business here? How is that all going to play out?
Well, there was a lot more included as an essential business than I think we all suspected that there would be. So the list is really long of people who are essential. Whirlpool and some of our other factories are included in that. If you look under the products that they buy, I think it's letter Q. I can't think of the number. I think it's 12Q. It talks about essential products, and household appliances is there. Construction materials is there. Steel is there. So most of our factories would be considered essential services. So they then were tasked with how are they going to be able to do the social distancing, take temperatures, and do all that other stuff that's in the order to be able to stay open. So that's what they've been working through. But it was definitely kind of a surprise what they considered essential.
Now, when it comes to that, that's been an interesting thing as well. If you work in a grocery store, obviously they are staying open. If you work in a restaurant, they are staying open. Are employers at this point supposed to take everybody's temperature when they come in, employee-wise? Is that an order at this point?
I'm pretty sure it's in the order. So, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that's in the order. toward the back.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. Do we know what happened here, Tracy? That since 1918, when we had the big flu epidemic, that has caused this unprecedented time?
Well, you expect that you're going to get at least one big pandemic every 100 years. That's sort of something that we plan for and know is going to happen. I think for this one, you know, it started with people being exposed to a bat that carried this particular virus in a market in Wuhan, China, and it was just so highly contagious that it spread. It takes a little bit of time before you realize, hey, what is this that, you know, people are getting, and you have to be able to isolate it and figure out what the strain is and that kind of thing. And so by the time you're able to do that, a large portion of the population has it. Then you go with all the travel that we have. We have so much international travel that it was just able to spread kind of all over really quickly.
We know it's been referred to as COVID-19. People refer to it as coronavirus. Would you classify it as more the flu? Is it more like pneumonia? What disease is it like, or is it just all of its own?
It's pretty much all of its own. It's in the family coronaviruses, SARS, MERS. Those are a class kind of their own. So it's not a flu strain. It's not just a pneumonia. But it attacks the body similarly. So a lot of times when people get the flu, what actually ends up sending them to the hospital or causing them to pass away is it gets in their lungs and they develop pneumonia. And so this coronavirus acts similarly to that. It could stay, I was reading last night, it could stay kind of towards the top of your lungs and you would just have that bad cough, or in some of us it goes deeper into our lungs and settles there, and that's when we start to see those bad respiratory issues, pneumonias, things where you end up on a ventilator at the hospital.
Oh. And I think it's always important to mention this. The people who have it in Marion right now, the four cases that we have, they are at home. These are considered mild cases. A lot of us will get this and maybe not even know we have it. It's not a death sentence if you get this. Is that correct?
That's correct. The thing about it is that some of us will be asymptomatic but be carriers. Some of us will have that cough and maybe a fever, but we really won't feel too bad. And then it kind of goes from there. You've probably seen people on Twitter or Facebook who are reporting their symptoms, and they're pretty sick. And then you have people who are hospitalized. And right now what we've been saying is that those people that are going to tend to get it more severely are over the age of 60, or they have a underlying health condition like diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, things like that. But as we progress and the disease spreads more across the world, don't forget it's only been around in existence since December. We'll learn more and more about it, and then you start to see these kids that are younger that are getting it and having really bad reactions, but they don't have an underlying illness. So why is that happening? So people are still studying that. So I don't want people to be like, okay, I'm fine. I'm 30 years old and I'm healthy. I'm not going to get it severely. You could. We don't really have it pinpointed to exactly what causes one person to get it worse than another.
And I think, Tracy, the most important question, if you are out today because you are an essential worker or you are at home, the best way to avoid this is what?
The best way to avoid it is to limit your contact with people as much as you can. If you are at work, stay apart from each other as much as you can. Wash your hands frequently. Try not to touch things that other people have touched. Kind of assign something to yourself, like your pen. This is my pen. I'm carrying it with me all day. Or whatever, you know, your situation is. If you're at home, just stay there. That's the absolute best thing that you can do to help the people that are in essential services that have to go to work every day.
Mm. It's an interesting time. Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler, I cannot thank you for all the work you're doing. I know it's got to be a hugely busy time for you, and I thank you for checking in with us, and I hope as things progress, you'll be able to check in with us further. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler, there's the information. Mayor Scott Schertzler, I believe, is to be along this morning at 9:30. We will talk with him, but there's the information as you have it. Four cases in Marion. One came after the reporting period yesterday. Everybody's at home. Nobody's at the hospital at this point. Ages range 58 to 66 years old. And I think it's important to remember the weather's changing in Ohio. We had a 70-degree day last week, and the next week or next day we had a 30-degree day and it snowed. And we're going to get colds, we're going to get flus. It doesn't mean it's this, but if you feel things in your chest, if you have a high fever, probably best to call your doctor. If you're elderly or you are in the danger zone because of a pre-existing condition, you should probably call your doctor. A lot of questions right now on the table with this, and that's what we're here to do, is answer those questions at this particular point. 35 minutes past the hour here on this first day of the stay-at-home order in Ohio. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any questions, feel free to call in. We would love to hear from you. It's an interesting time. I don't recall anything like this. I don't know why we have pandemics every 100 years, but I guess this one's right on track with the flu epidemic in 1918 and now this in 2020, 102 years later. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Driving to work. I'm one of my jobs that has to go to work today. I don't get to stay home today, but very interesting interview that you did with Marty with Tracy. She's very knowledgeable, and I thank her for coming on. That was a very good explanatory what's going on.
Well, and I think people have to understand these numbers are going to go up every day. This is going to be a bad week for the numbers. They're probably going to continue that way for at least two more weeks into April. So I think people just have to be prepared for that. But it doesn't mean that, it's hard to say because you don't want to say things aren't bad because they're not good. But it's not awful, I would say, I guess, right, is the way to put it.
Absolutely. You know, as long as we listen to the governor and all the doctors and nurses, people follow the rules, like he said, doesn't matter if you're 20 or 30 years old, doesn't mean you can't get it, but you just gotta be cautious and listen to what people are saying. Don't think you're because you're young. I mean, I just saw that 39-year-old down in Florida that just died, which is sadly. She was waiting on the results, I guess, but again, I don't want to stand that whole situation down in that Florida, but that should have been all closed down, in my opinion. But so people just gonna have to follow the rules. I mean, the doctors are there for a reason, and the government's doing what he's doing for a reason, because, you know, we gotta try to get a control of this, the stuff, so we can stop it from spreading.
Well, it's interesting because as I was driving in this morning, I have to drive down Mount Vernon Avenue, which is the busiest street in Marion, and also come downtown here, and it's kind of interesting. I mean, there are cars out, but it certainly is not normal as far as cars would go. It's not what it once was.
No, I'm driving down 23 right now, and normally I'm bumper to bumper usually around this time in the morning. And, I see a few semis here and there, a few cars, but normally I see a lot more vehicles on the road at this time in the morning. And it's very dead right now. So you're exactly right. I think it is unusual, which is great. People are following the rules. Unfortunately, your job does require you to be there. You got to be there. But if you have an emergency, you have to go. But if you can't, stay home, but you can. and try to avoid the contact with people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the way it's going to have to be, because this is a disease that spread through contact, and I hope people still keep that in the back of their mind, that it's not bacterial. It's not about picking up something that somebody has touched. It's about contact. You have to come in contact with somebody who either was a carrier or who had it. And I think somewhere that gets lost, because we're doing a lot of cleaning and things of that nature. I'm not sure if that helps. Maybe it does. I don't know. But I know that it's a viral disease.
Right. Yeah, see, I don't know exactly if they touch something right away, and if you touch it right then, if you get it off that. Because I don't know how long. I mean, it'd be interesting to have a biology major online. They can explain all that. But I'm not sure how long a bacteria can live on the surface before it can. I imagine if somebody coughs and they touch the door handle, and you touch it right away, I imagine you get it that way, because like right away, instant. But I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not a doctor. I really don't know how all that works. But
I
don't want to take scans or nothing like that.
I know people have said it lives on surfaces. I don't know. You know, I really don't know at this point. Maybe we'll have to get Tracy back on and ask her that, because I don't know. It's a strange thing, because I would guess at this point, you know, four people is not a lot in Marion, but I'm sure that number will grow today. I'm sure it will continue to grow well into April, but it is good news to me that they're all at home.
Absolutely, you know, and so hopefully... Do we have some kind of vaccine yet, or anything to slow it down? Or, I mean, obviously, if it gets, like she said, if it gets down your lungs, way down in your lungs, you have to go on a ventilator. But there have people that got off the ventilator, so it's not like because you go on a ventilator, you die. There has been people survive from going on a ventilator. There was like an older lady, I think I saw on like the oldest lady that survived the vaccine. I don't know how big, I don't know how bad her case was, but she survived the virus, and she's over 107 years old. So, you know, like Tracy was saying, they don't know what the age is. You know, it's probably every person has their own body, mechanism that can fight off different diseases. In my case, I'm kind of doomed if I get it. Maybe I'm not doomed, I should say. But, I mean, it might be a more severe case with me. So that's where I'm trying to, maybe I'll probably work from home here too, hopefully. But, because, you know, when you have, like she was saying, if you're a diabetic or stuff like that, you want to be extra careful.
Well, I think so. I mean, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think that's unfortunate at this point. And I guess it just is going to have to be the way it is right now, but I don't understand why people continue to want to put out misinformation. Just because you hear something does not mean it's true, and I hope people understand that. Pay attention to the media. Pay attention to the newspaper. Pay attention to the radio stations, and stop paying attention to Facebook.
Absolutely. Facebook has a lot of fake news on there, because people are so bored. Yeah, people got to realize, people that have Facebook, they're boredom. It's boredom. They're just putting stuff up there because they want to do it. And there's a lot of, you know, people out there that try to do stuff and try to make their own media, and it just does not work. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Stay away from Facebook.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about Facebook. I'm looking at a message right now that was put up 3 minutes ago that said, just saw on the news that Marion will begin testing for COVID-19 tomorrow with a doctor's order. We just talked to the health committee. They've been doing the tests. They've been doing a lot of tests. This is Facebook's problem. This is social media's problem. I don't know why people want to spread false news.
Absolutely. I don't understand, because, you know, we're not, you know, people have got to realize, people are already in a panic right now. Stop doing stuff like that, because that's just nonsense and hypocritical. to do that kind of stuff, because people are already in a panic already over this.
I think somebody should take a ruler and wrap them on the knuckles so they cannot touch the keyboard anymore.
Oh, like the old nuns used to do back in the day.
Well, that's right, because these people, stop typing this stuff. You know, it's enough on social media. People are scared enough as it is. And if you are home, stay home and wash your hands and do what needs to be done. But if you all have to be out in the public, wash your hands, carry around your own pen, do the things that Tracy said need to be done, and we'll all be fine.
Absolutely. It's safe 6 feet away from people as best you can. You know, avoid the doctor's office best you can. But if you feel sick, yes, you have to go to the doctor or the hospital. But try to, you know, if you're not sick, if you just have a migraine or whatever, stay home, take some Tylenol. Don't just go to the doctor because you have a migraine. You know that if you have an emergency, yes, go to the doctor. But try to avoid people best you can. You know, and that's sort of way we can try to stop this from people getting in contact with each other. Has or a carrier or whatever, but again, you don't always know if you're a carrier or not either, so that's kind of interesting. I mean, anybody could be a carrier and not even know it, so that's what's going to be the bad part right now.
Well, it is. And to not spend so much time on COVID-19 here, what else is new with you? What's going on? Anything interesting we can talk about? Anything you've seen on television or the radio that is not related to this at this point?
Not really. It seems like everything is all about this, which is great because people are trying to keep everybody informed, but, happy thoughts, you know, around the corner. I think, like you said, it's starting to get warmer, and, hopefully people, can go out, you know, hopefully by that point we'll have the disease under control in the next, few months. I like to go play golf. That's going to be my new exercise thing. I'm going to go out and play golf.
You're going to be a golfer.
I'm going to be a golfer. I decided that I was ready to do that about 3 or 4 months ago, and I talked to this guy that I work with. He's a very good golfer, and he's going to be my teacher.
Well, do you know anything about TikTok?
TikTok.
Yeah, this is an internet thing that apparently has passed me by. Do you know anything about TikTok?
TikTok, no. Do tell.
Apparently it's, I don't know, it's TikTok, something like that, TikTok?
I kind of heard of the name, but I don't know, is it like a game? Is it a game that you play?
I have no idea what it is. But I was just told, you know, because we try to keep the news going here, that our friend Abby is famous on TikTok. I don't know why she's famous, and I don't even know what TikTok is, so I wouldn't even know. But what did she do? Can somebody tell me this?
Well, maybe she's it could be an app. Maybe it's an app that you download on your phone.
I don't know. You know, those girls think they're so savvy. Michelle and Abby, they think they really, you know, they're tech savvy, and I'm like living in the 1800s or something. Like, I've got 2 tin cans and a string for a telephone. But I don't know what TikTok is. I don't understand it.
Oh, man. I heard the name, but I don't know. I've never used it. I believe it might be an app, but I could be wrong. But I think it is an app that you download on your smartphone.
It's an app where you get to be silly. I want to know what she. I'm trying to get the information here. What did she do that made her TikTok famous? Now I can believe Abby would be silly. There's no doubt about that.
I was thinking last night. I can't wait till we do this road trip, all three of us.
I don't know why we're not doing it now. I think we're allowed to be in a car, you know, and just take a trip to wherever. It's only 4 people in a car. We're still under 5. I think that's the rule.
We're down to 5 down from the 10?
Yeah, we're down to 5 from 10, so I think we're still would we would be okay. I think you can still get in the car. Maybe now it would just be a trip around Marion. We'll take the road trip to Detroit at some point, but maybe now it would just be a trip around Marion for an hour driving in circles during the coronavirus epidemic. Pandemic.
Back in the day, because shoot the loop. Remember back in the old days? Shoot the loop.
Shoot the loop. Well, yeah. Apparently she did some kind of dance. I don't know. I don't know why she's dancing. I don't believe she can dance, to be honest with you. I can't picture her dancing. That would be something that would be foreign to me, to be able to picture her dancing.
What? Oh, man. Well, I guess we'll have to... Well, you don't have a smartphone. Well, I guess you do have a smartphone, but you never use it.
No, see, that's where they think I'm back in the 1800s.
Yeah, I don't know why you got one. I don't know why you don't hook your minute, though.
Well, because, I don't... Like I told you, apparently I'm living back in the 1800s. I haven't even hit the last pandemic of the last 100 years at this point.
That was very interesting. I did not know that. So the last one was 100 years ago. Isn't that weird?
102 years ago.
History does repeat itself, I guess.
Well, it's 102 years ago, but I don't really understand. See, I'm getting a message here. Michelle always thinks she's too busy. She can unbusy herself for 2 hours.
Too busy for...
Well, these trips are things going on. I know she can unbusy herself.
Well, she runs a nice, delicious restaurant.
Well, she does, but I just don't think that... I may go over there tonight, and get some food. Sit in what do you do? You sit out there in your car? You can do that now. I think you can still do that.
Roll your window down and make sure you put three in the window correctly.
Oh, I'm getting the video here. The TikTok video.
Oh, you're getting it now.
Well, apparently, I'm not sure what she's doing here, but apparently she's putting an oven mitt on her foot and dancing around.
That's good.
Now, see, this tells you people have gone stir crazy.
Why? Well, you don't think that's funny?
Well, because she's went... No, it might be funny, but she's obviously nuts. She's went nuts. Put an oven mitt on your foot?
Well, who would think of that? That's pretty funny, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess...
She needs to put that on YouTube. Maybe she can go viral and she can make $1 million.
I don't know if we like that term now. We don't want to go viral anymore in this pandemic age.
Oh, yeah.
We just want a lot of people to see it. We don't want to go viral.
Oh, yes. We got to change the words up nowadays.
We do. We got to change the words.
The world.
I think it would be fun to go to Stewart's because I like their chicken sandwiches. I like, chicken sandwiches and some fries and a root beer. And I think people need to get out at that point now since we're under a lockdown, which you can still go out and eat, by the way. You can still go to the grocery store. Just get in a car with under 5 people, and I think you're fine.
Isn't that weird under 5? Every person in the car has to take their temperature. Remember, isn't that the rule?
Well, I don't know. I think businesses have to take your temperature, but I don't think that to get in a car you have to take a temperature.
We will have a thermometer. We will have a forehead thermometer and shoot your head and see if you have a temperature or not.
We have a stay-home order. I'm being corrected. We're not on lockdown. We have a stay-home order. I don't know. Excuse me.
Let me guess. Was that Abby or Michelle that corrected you?
That was Michelle.
Oh, okay.
Abby's too busy wanting her French fries or something. I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, man.
I don't... people are... I don't know. It's just one of those things. Maybe I should put an oven mitt on my foot tonight and dance around. I'll be the biggest thing on TikTok.
Oh, man. Yeah, there you go. What you should do is put your apron on that you have. You have an apron. Remember your apron for your cookies you bake every year?
Well, I do have an apron, but it's an apron that, you know, they had given us at a place I work. I have tons of those aprons. They're constantly giving people aprons.
Yeah, there you go. Go on TikTok. Go on TikTok and put your apron on and put your mitten on your foot, and then.
Apparently dance around with an oven mitt on your foot. That's what people are doing during the time of this stay-at-home order.
Well, you know, I think that's pretty funny to get people's minds off of things.
Well, I'm good for getting people's minds off of things, but I don't know that that's what I would do. You know, I'm thinking about going live from home because, you know, you can go Facebook Live. I have a camera. I have a microphone at home. I might have to do some broadcasts from home. Not this show, but, you know, some other broadcasts.
Go, whatever works.
I don't know. I'm curious as to what the point of TikTok is. Just craziness.
Probably. I mean, or if you want to, like you said, if you want to get your, or she said, you want to get like people watching. There you go. You probably get ratings. I'm sure you probably get ratings.
Well, you got to get ratings. You got to get people looking at you. That's the world we live in now. We want everybody to see what's going on. You know, I'll tell you, if Abby wanted to, if she's going to participate in TikTok, she wants to be the best because she's very competitive. Even during this pandemic, I bet she's very competitive.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, no, I don't mean that as a bad thing. I think it's okay to be competitive in some situations and not competitive in others. But, you know, God bless her heart.
There you go. Well, I hate to jump off here, but I gotta go to my job.
Enjoy yourself.
All right, I will talk to you later, though.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 55 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. I have no idea what TikTok is. That, you know, that's beyond me. I always hear about Instagram and TikTok and... there's another one. What's the other one? Instagram, TikTok, and... You know what it is? I don't care. I think that's the problem. I don't care what other people are doing. Even on Facebook, which I use, I rarely ever read what other people put on there. Now, I don't know why. I don't want to say I'm disinterested in what other people have to say. I just think most of the things they put on there are kind of pointless for me. But who knows? That's just me. Twitter, don't have that. LinkedIn, don't have that. Don't have any of that. But you know, it's interesting. I would never guess that what you should do in the middle of a pandemic is put an oven mitt on your foot and dance around. I did not know that this was going on, you see, because I don't have TikTok. So I'm not up on this stuff. If you have something you want to say, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's why we are here. We want laughter, we want fun, and in the middle of all that, we will give you the information, as we did with Marion County Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler in the first moments of this broadcast, and as we will try to do with Marion Mayor Scott Schertzer in hour number two this morning. I don't know. You know, it's an interesting time. First day of the stay-at-home order. I wonder if people are staying at home. Will people be at the grocery store today? Will people be at the restaurants today? Will it affect any of that? I don't know. I really don't know. Are people starting to go stir-crazy at home? People who've been at home for a little while? It's going to be a little longer while, through April the 6th. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting place to go. The thing about it is that I don't think people judge on Facebook. I've never noticed that they were judging. But I think that they comment. Most people, 90% of the people on Facebook, I think, are positive. Maybe 10% are a little different. But you never know. I did notice yesterday the stores had a little more stuff than they had had the last few days. You know, it did not seem yesterday. I was at the store yesterday for a little bit. It did not seem like it was as busy as it was on Sunday, which I thought was interesting. I don't know if people were ready, if people did their panic shopping on Sunday. I really don't know what happened. Just kind of funny, in a way. Nothing worse than a panic like that, because you don't want to have panic. You want to have nice, calm, normal behavior in these moments. 59 minutes past the hour. Don't forget today, we will have the Adam the Computer Guy show, 2 to 3 p.m., Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m., and The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 until 6 p.m. So it's all those things that are going on. And we'll be here for them. We have a whole nother hour here this morning. You don't want to go anywhere. You're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM on your radio dial. Streaming live all over the internet at WWGH1071.com. We're going to break. Come back with us after the news and weather.
Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. Well, I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store, the salesman's